The modern college degree has transformed from a golden ticket to success into what might be the most overpriced piece of paper most Americans will ever purchase. At $150,000 in 4 years of life, is it worth it? While politicians and celebrities constantly push young people toward universities, a growing rebellion questions this path. The entire higher education system operates as a sophisticated scam with three primary collaborators: universities, the federal government, and lending institutions, forming what economists call an oligopoly, where a few powerful players benefit while consumers suffer. When the federal government began guaranteeing student loans, it unleashed a vicious inflationary cycle. Universities realized they could raise tuition indefinitely because students had access to virtually unlimited loans. With no incentive to control costs or improve quality, colleges embarked on an amenities arms race, building luxury dorms and gourmet dining facilities while academic standards declined. The statistics paint a devastating picture. Despite being given 6 years to complete four-year degrees, 38% of students drop out. These individuals carry crushing debt without degrees, the worst of both worlds. Meanwhile, those who graduate often discover their degrees don't lead to expected careers. A 2019 Federal Reserve survey found only 27% of graduates work in fields related to their majors, while 44% of Americans with student loan debt felt their education wasn't worthwhile. The modern university system functions as a sophisticated racket with three primary collaborators: universities, the federal government, and lending institutions. This alliance creates what economists call an oligopoly, a market controlled by a few powerful players who benefit while consumers suffer. When the federal government began guaranteeing student loans, it unleashed a vicious inflationary cycle. Universities realized they could raise tuition indefinitely because students had access to virtually unlimited loans. With no incentive to control costs, colleges embarked on an amenities arms race, building luxury dorms and recreation centers while academic standards declined. The statistics paint a devastating picture. Despite being given 6 years to complete four-year degrees, 38% of students drop out, carrying crushing debt without degrees. A Federal Reserve survey found that only 27% of graduates work in fields related to their majors, while 44% with student loan debt felt their education wasn't worthwhile. The college experience itself often amounts to pretend adulthood, freedom without responsibility that promotes prolonged adolescence rather than maturity. The cost of higher education has skyrocketed beyond any reasonable measure of value, increasing at nearly 5 times the rate of inflation since 1980, while the educational product has deteriorated. America's wealthiest universities have amassed endowments rivaling the GDPs of entire nations. Harvard's endowment alone stands at $41.9 billion, larger than the economies of Latvia and Estonia combined. These institutions have essentially transformed into hedge funds with universities attached. The human cost is staggering. A homeless woman carrying $150,000 in student loans. Columbia Film Program graduates with $181,000 in median debt, earning less than $30,000 annually. Individuals like Zach Morrison, who's $300,000 debt, or Matt Black, who's $233,000 debt, balloon to $331,000. These graduates describe themselves as hobbled for life, with marriage and home ownership permanently out of reach. This crushing burden is killing the American dream. The Federal Reserve determined that student debt caused approximately 360,000 Americans to miss out on home ownership in 2015 alone. What do students receive for their astronomical investment? According to extensive research, far less than advertised. Since 1914, the average academic year has shrunk from 204 days to just 150 days, while curricula have been dumbed down to accommodate unprepared students. A University of Chicago study found that after 2 years of college, 45% of students showed no meaningful improvement in writing ability, critical thinking, or complex reasoning. Half never took courses requiring substantial writing, and one-third weren't assigned significant reading. International rankings confirm this failure, showing American college graduates perform poorly compared to global peers. The common claim that Americans with college degrees earn 75% more than high school graduates contains a fundamental logical error. It assumes correlation equals causation. While statistics show college graduates earn more, this doesn't mean college causes success. Rather, high achievers who would likely succeed anyway tend to go to college. Only 27% of graduates work in fields related to their major, and most would succeed with or without college, but without the debt and wasted years. Universities once prided themselves on teaching students how to think, not what to think. Today, this fundamental principle has been abandoned in favor of ideological conformity. Harvard biologist Carol Hooven experienced this firsthand when she faced backlash for making scientifically accurate statements about biological sex differences. Despite showing compassion toward transgender individuals, Harvard's Diversity and Inclusion Task Force labeled her statements dangerous language. The Grievance Studies Affair hoax demonstrated this problem when scholars submitted deliberately nonsensical papers to peer-reviewed journals. One paper claimed dog parks promote rape culture among dogs, while another reworded Hitler's Mein Kampf in feminist jargon. Remarkably, these absurd papers were accepted for publication. Even traditional subjects have been corrupted. Princeton-educated Washington Post columnist Christine Emba exemplifies how college indoctrination warps understanding, advocating limitarianism, a rebranded form of communism, while failing to understand basic economic principles. Universities have created dangerous conditions by teaching students that words are violence and that physical violence is an acceptable response to opposing viewpoints. The consequences include numerous physical attacks against conservative students. At UC Berkeley, Zachary Greenberg assaulted conservative campus representative Hayden Williams in Sproul Plaza, an attack caught on video. Despite clear evidence, Greenberg wasn't arrested for 2 weeks. In another incident, ethics professor Eric Clanton violently attacked multiple conservative protesters with a bike lock, causing serious head injuries, yet received only probation. At Tulane University, someone set fire to a dorm room door belonging to a conservative student chapter president. At Sacramento State, a leftist student physically attacked the college Republicans president, threatening, "You're gonna end up fucking dead." Katie Davis Court describes a terrifying incident where an angry student first vandalized her materials, then attempted to run her down with his car. Though police wrote up the incident as a hate crime, the college merely suspended the perpetrator rather than expelling him. The assumption that everyone needs a college degree represents one of America's most harmful cultural myths. Numerous successful individuals transformed their fields without degrees, including Rush Limbaugh, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, and Mark Zuckerberg. A Bloomberg study showed that among S&P 500 CEOs, the School of Hard Knocks, no degree, produced as many leaders as the entire University of California system. For those seeking education without traditional college, numerous alternatives exist. Free or low-cost learning platforms include Code Academy, Khan Academy, Coursera, and MIT OpenCourseWare. Vocational training through technical schools provides practical skills, while military service offers training, discipline, and education benefits. Entrepreneurship represents another path, with startup accelerators like the Thiel Fellowship and Y Combinator offering mentoring and funding opportunities. The practical advice for young people is refreshingly straightforward. Take any honest job available, consider internships for experience, relocate if necessary, and practice frugal living by following a budget and avoiding unnecessary debt. And perhaps the best way to live affordably? Don't go to college at all.